Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Welcome back, my little children, to Minnesota 242.
Very great to see you.
You too.
What if we never do this again?
You've said that so many times.
I feel like our fandom would.
I just really want to get it through. Like,
they
maybe
would be against us. They would come after us.
Maybe it's weird.
It's probably so many people's favorite part of the whole show.
I know, but they're also weird.
Oh, they probably love it.
The weirdest, even. Some say our weirdest fans.
Yeah. Well, you know. That's all right, because you know what? We're weird here, too.
And yeah. I am a straight shooter, buddy.
So weird today, too, was our episode on Jack Parsons, a.k.a. the Kurt Maloney guest episode. Kurt had to go do Hollywood business things, but we had a great episode. And I promised everybody that I would do a little bit on Devil's Gate in Pasadena, which is a dam. So I'm going to actually start off today by reading a bit from CaliforniaCuriosities.com. About Devil's Gate.
Okay.
Because it kind of reads like a kind of like well-written r/no sleep story. And it's kind of good. That was interesting. It's called Devil's Gate, Pasadena's Personal Portal to Hell, 123 Oak Grove Drive, Pasadena, California, 91011. If you ever dreamed of checking, descend into the fiery depths of hell, but really it's Pasadena off your bucket list. SoCal has a devilishly delightful surprise in store for you. Get ready for the notorious Devil's Gate, affectionately known as one of life's bona fide portals to hell. Nestled amid this fittingly named Devil's Gate Dam, a sprawling concrete colossus beneath the 210 freeway in Los Angeles, Whoa. The only barriers that stand between you and a raucous rendezvous with Satan and his entourage are some dubious trails, slippery rocks, muddy slopes, and a smattering of broken bottles. Also, forget about trying to rely on GPS to navigate your way into this infernal adventure. Satellite directions are about as trustworthy as a used car salesman telling you that the check engine light just means the car is extra excited to come home with you. Get ready to freestyle your way through this journey to purgatory, where even the underworld itself isn't quite sure of its own GPS coordinates. The pilgrimage, and this is a followable instructions, by the way, listeners. The pilgrimage kicks off at Hahamunga Park, a charming piece of land straddling the border of the L.A. mountain town La Cañada Flint Ridge. No affiliation with our friends to the north in Canada. This park stands out for its unique blend of the base of the mountain nature and urban decay, with expansive concrete dam looming large beside the perpetually bustling highway. It's like Mother Nature decided to experiment with concrete and then got bored halfway through, leaving us with this quirky masterpiece. Now, it's time to pick on the empty dam itself, a bona fide centerpiece of the hike. Why are we ragging on the dam? Because let's face it, dams don't really have feelings. They're more like concrete divas silently judging our hiking gear and snack choices. Is there anything more epic in scope, yet strangely awkward and intimidating, than gazing at the immense, vacant vessel of an abandoned dam? staring into this architectural madness of twisted staircases and sterile cream-colored cement, one can only conjure images of the better days when water flowed through the dam like gravy at a Thanksgiving dinner. Mm. Alas, those days are but a distant memory. The dam now lies dormant, a dry and desolate relic of its former self. However, fear not, as it serves as an important compass of sorts, guiding you towards the portals of hell. Because every good journey to the underworld needs a sturdy landmark. And what better than a dam that has seen better and wetter days? But damn! The dam! Let's cut through the concrete and get down to business here. Park the car and embark on the freeway frolic. That's the easy part. Soon, you'll stumble upon a snazzy bridge, providing surprisingly splendid views of the valleys around. Now, onward past the bridge, and voila, there's a tunnel on the right. Don't be fooled by the pre-bridge tunnel. It's a trap. Glide beneath the highway like a secret agent on a mission. Continue the descent until you encounter those creepy wooden whatnots. You'll recognize them by their inherent creepiness. Take a right turn, leading you to a creek nestled in the woods. Brace yourself for the untamed path, using path very liberally here, with the noble goal of finding any space between the bridge. Just forge ahead, embracing the chaos, even if it means playing a botanical game of bumper cars with the bushes. And here you are, standing at the precipice of the so-called portal to hell. Pasadena, the unsuspecting gateway. Who'd have thunk it? As you inch closer towards eternal damnation, graffiti, not the devil himself, extends a hearty welcome. But where's the horn chap, the fiery ambiance, and the pitchfork theatrics? Is he off somewhere poaching unsuspecting teenagers, indulging in morally ambiguous cinematic endeavors? Or perhaps he's sipping tea and munching on a burger with his Cenobite pals at one of SoCal's hotspots. Maybe he's even Airbnb-ing the place for the weekend. We demand answers! Ah, but look up. Finally, something thematically tying this devilish escapade together. The large rock above the tunnel is said to resemble Satan's profile. You be the judge. I don't know. Now, hell or not, Devil's Gate isn't your go-to spot for a picturesque Sunday picnic or romantic date night. It's more like a nightmarish underpass straight out of every 80s action movie set in New York City. And I have expected a gang of punkers to roll in demanding my Walkman in a bus fare.
Love that name.
The tunnel itself stretches back a solid 100 feet or so. If you're feeling adventurous, hold your nose and plunge right in. Satan or Mac tonight? I don't know, but it's time to enter. What's the true essence of hell upon arrival? Pure darkness awaits, and the graffiti-covered walls, which would make the Cabrini Green projects from Candyman proud, serve as the welcoming committee. It's like walking into a modern art exhibit, but instead of abstract paintings, you get messages that range from poetic to who let their six-year-old loose with a spray can. Just let the flashlight guide your every step and pray the entrance doesn't close on you. And once you reach the end of the line, slightly disappointed that hell feels more like a DIY punk venue than an infernal palace, you can scurry back to the world of mere mortals with a new lease on life. Who knew hell could be so meh? And that, my friends, is the Devil's Gate Dam and what it's actually like to go there. And I can tell you that I know because I've been there too.
Did you take me there? Is that one of the places we did go or no?
I maybe pointed it to you, but okay. It would not be a place that I would say you could do without putting your Crocs into sport mode.
Okay, fair enough.
And yeah, that didn't it's happen. A bit of a hoof.
Yeah, fair enough. I want to go last.
Okay, easy. So then I will take us into another quick, fun little jaunt into the mysterious world of weird signals and transmissions. So, I think we've talked about this before, but the infamous buzzer that's in the heart of Russia, this UVB 76 radio wave, like shortwave radio station.
I do remember. I think we've mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah, it's been broadcasting signals from somewhere in Russia for the last several decades. And I guess a lot of people think it's some sort of doomsday warning thing. Some people think it has to do with, like, if it ever shuts down, then nukes will auto-launch or some nonsense. Who knows? It's like a mystery thing. It's just random sound comes out of it. It has weird disjointed broadcasts. And, you know, it's just earned this place of mystery and intrigue among radio enthusiasts across the world. Sounds like hums and buzzes have been detected. Sometimes there will be clips of cartoon characters or weird disjointed sentences, synthetic voices and random words and phrases and numbers and all sorts of things have been detected from this thing. No one quite knows what it is or what it's about. I would imagine it's some sort of Soviet era still being used, like Russian communications device for spies.
Some kind
or whatever,
of number like, station type.
Yeah. Anyway, it recently came back to life on Monday. It began transmitting two cryptic voice messages consisting of the code words Zitti or NZHTI and then hotel.
Zitti
hotel?
NZHTI and then hotel. It also broadcast a string of numbers 38, 9, 6, 5, 78, 5, 8, 88, 37. The article speculates those could be coordinates, but there is no 965 coordinate. There's no coordinate 965. It just doesn't. That's not a. So maybe if it's like 38.965, maybe that's a thing. I don't know, but 965 is not a coordinate. So I don't know what that could be, but it could be coded messages. It could be nothing, right? It's just a radio station. We have no clue.
It could just be something that has like one purpose and like it's a rare purpose.
Maybe, you know? Maybe indeed. Yeah. We genuinely don't know. But others,
Solomon,
you know,
Kane getting activated by the UAP to
like a Manchurian candidate kind of thing. Yeah. Many people are saying that maybe this is UFO based. One person said it's mind control, which is 100% not it. But in the past, the big rumor was that it was said to belong to the Chernobyl nuclear reactor plant, but that doesn't seem likely. Again, no one has any information. What? No one knows anything. But for the first time in a while, it turned back on Monday, and everyone was like, "Whoa!" So whatever that means, I guess we'll never know. But it is a weird mystery, and it does exist. It is for real. No one just has any answers to it. And now it's running again.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That is weird. I'm curious if it'll like randomly shut off again or something.
It has in the past. It's turned on, shut off. That's why the theory that if it shuts down, it's going to automatically launch nukes is bogus.
Oh, it makes no sense.
Because it's shut down in the past. It's just been turned off. Yeah. And then it'll eventually turn back on and broadcast something new and weird and then shut off. I mean, it literally could just be a person doing it for funsies. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's seriously. No evidence this is connected to anything, but it might be. We just don't know.
Well, to wrap us out of here, boys, something a little bit more substantive, just because it's a little exciting, and it's of yesterday. As of yesterday, September 9th, 2025 is when it happened. There's another UAP hearing, an actual hearing where they had to like testify under oath and all that stuff.
Mathis messaged us immediately.
Yeah,
are we talking about Gooperman?
That video? I wasn't watching it live, but the moment the video was out, I had it tweeted at me, messaged at me, emailed to me. So I was like, I'm passing this shit along immediately. But basically what they did was they had a hearing. They had a bunch of witnesses testify, including a man, the following people, Jeffrey Nucatelli, who is a U.S. Air Force veteran, Dylan Borland, another U.S. Air Force veteran, Chief Alexandra Wiggins, which I love the last name. He's a U.S. Navy senior chief petty officer.
Chief Wiggins, come on.
Yeah. He is a U.S. Navy senior chief petty officer who testified in his personal capacity there. George Knapp actually testified, and Joe Spielberger, who's a senior policy counsel for the Project on Government Oversight.
And definitely not a famous director.
Exactly. Definitely not. He is working on, you know what? He's working on the Tic Tac, a movie on the Tic Tac.
Right. What are you talking about? I'm not Spielberg. Him. I'm just observing. I'm Joel Spielberger.
Yeah. But But during all of this, a video was shown that had been leaked by a somebody on the within the, I think, the Air Force. I'd have to double check. That wanted to keep their identity private because there is no protections on whistleblowers yet. Every time something's come up, the UAPDA particularly has gone up for a vote twice and been shot down twice in the House. And basically what we have is very, very similar to the 2017, the leak in 2017, the Tic Tac video that dropped that kind of changed the way people, I think, in the public at least have a better understanding of UFOs. It looks just like that. And what it is a G, let me get like open it again, but I sent you boys the video if you want to open it again. Here it is. Yep. The black and white footage dated October 24, 2024 depicts an engagement off the coast of Yemen involving an MQ-9 Reaper drone. In the video, the drone targets an orb-like object, is given the green light, and fires a Hellfire missile at it. The missile appears to strike whatever the UAP is, yet the UAP object remains its current trajectory. And supposedly the pieces that we see fly off, according to the whistleblower, are pieces of the missile. The missile, like,
shredding off. Yeah, and not being able to, like, and then pierce being pulled, or puncture. Yeah.
And then being pulled away. And what's great about this video compared to the 2017 Tic Tac video is we have a really long piece of footage and the zoomed, like, we have the zoomed in version and the more zoomed out version where we get a look at the ocean and we have two trajectories where we can track it. I think the video I sent you boys shows both of those trajectories. If you need me to resend you the link, I can do that because it was way up here.
I mean, I seen it.
Yeah, here. I'll resend it just in case.
This thing was on IGN, by the way. This was everywhere. This was like a huge deal.
Yeah, yeah. And for those people, and I'm going to say right now, oh, they're doing this to distract us. No, it doesn't make any sense. This shit never fucking distracts us from anything. But the video is just, again, Reaper drone footage of this thing. And as the missile comes in from like the top left of the screen, before it, you see this thing turn and almost like put its butt end in that direction without losing speed. So like, if it's aerodynamic, as it's turning and running against the flat side of itself, because it looks like a Tic Tac, it would be...
Yeah, no resistance.
No resistance, right. There's no resistance, and it just keeps going. And I think this is the best, quote-unquote, official footage, much like the 2017 footage. There's been no comment from the Pentagon on this. You can actually see the Hellfire missile adjust course, because that's what missiles do. It's not a dummy missile. It's a guided missile. And just as it's about to come into contact with it, it adjusts course to like make sure it hits it. And then it goes flying off. And yeah, I mean, that's really all there is to the vid. Like, there's, again, the Pentagon has not confirmed or denied, you know, the usual like response. And honestly, shit's been very chaotic the past couple days in general. But this is so fucking weird. And yeah, you're right, Alex, in that like, after it gets hit, it almost looks like it's like loop, 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 like,
yeah,
reforming in a weird way.
Straight
like
up Gooperman vibes.
Yeah, Gooperman vibes is a very, like, I like that description. But yeah, I'm curious, boys, what your thought is on this. This is like, I think this is the best official footage, if it is official, that has been released. Like, if it ends up being, you know, acknowledged by the Pentagon. But the Pentagon waited 2 years to acknowledge
definitely,
the 2017
definitely
footage.
Stuff so happens in this that is... like money shot type stuff. It's still not the thing that I want, which is like a flying saucer to come down in the Hollywood Bowl.
Right.
But
of course.
It's definitely a step up from like a metal sphere that just like goes by and could totally be CG.
One of my buddies, my buddy, the Marine buddy I talk about all the time, Jeremy, he messaged me about this and he's like, have you seen this? This is insane. Like a Hellfire missile hit it. If it hit it, it should have gone down. It shouldn't keep going like that. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, dude. It's fucking crazy. You know, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, this goes to, you know, I'm not going to even claim to know what it is, but course, it goes to the thought process behind why they would be like, we're not talking about it, and we're never going to talk about it. And the idea of
they can't do anything to it.
Yeah, when people have the conversation like, well, if they know what's happening, why aren't they telling us? I think because if it's an alien, we can do nothing. If it's another country, we look weak. It like there is no good version of explaining it to the public without like a panic ensuing. So I absolutely understand why they would not talk about it.
If this is another country too, which is interesting if it is, like then they've won. If they have tech that can just shrug off Hellfire missiles and just be like whatever,
then we definitely lost.
Let's just hope it's not the People's Army. Let's just hope it's not the People's Army. No, let's just hope it's not the People's Army. That's all we.
But like you said, I do think it's like that, Jesse. I agree with you. I think that's the reason. It's not about anything more than control of the narrative. And if they can't do anything about it, why would they tip their hand and tell anybody?
I mean, this is one of those things where you often think like, okay, if they knew a giant meteor was coming to Earth.
Yeah, no way.
They'd tell us the week before. They wouldn't tell us when they definitely knew, which would be a year out or longer. You know what I mean? Like, right. They wouldn't say that because that would be insane. Same thing here. I feel like just a lot of government is about keeping stuff from people in order to manage society rather than...
Yeah, they're just trying to hold on to power. They're just trying to hold on to power and what's
you
right
know
for
something?
Everybody.
This could be completely coincidental as well. This is October of 2024. November 13th, 2024, the New Jersey drone started.
Where is this?
This is off the coast of Yemen.
Okay, so
it's not near New Jersey.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying this is anything to do with it, but it's fascinating that a month later, the New Jersey drone thing started.
So this is November or October of 2024?
October 2024.
And a few months ago, a Yemeni coffee place opened
according
in my neighborhood.
According to the Independent, the whistleblower, this is October 30th of 2024. This is
the day before Halloween, already suspect, a cult holiday. And
I'm not going to go with that at all. Now you're starting to sound like Santel.
And, a Yemeni coffee place appeared in my neighborhood and it's good. Yeah. It's delicious. So maybe that had something to do with it. Chaos magic.
I mean, I just look at this. This is just like, I'm like, okay. Like Jesse said, like, I'm not here to say what it is, but clear it's something. And it's something that we don't know we can't stop. How do you what do you do? The thing just kept going and was like, okay, whatever.
Cooperman.
Whatever.
The hammer of Boravia, dude. We're fucked. We gotta be careful.
If there's a hammer of Boravia, then Superman better show the fuck up, man. Yeah. I don't want to fight the hammer of Boravia with my fists by myself.
I'm ready to go.
It's fucking weird to me. It's more in the, I definitely am just like, there's something fucking happening.
It's amazing how good of footage it is for such a we've seen it all before reaction, but we kind of have.
This is good though, because the 2017 footage, which they didn't have, there's something else in the footage with it coming in, interacting with it. And like all the other footage is just that thing and it's just traveling. So it's still, people were still like, could have been a bird. It could have been parallaxing. This one, not only are we tracking it, but we fucking hit it with something. So there's an undeniable interaction on video, not just it over the water, where people could be like, well, it could be parallaxing and whatnot. No, we actually... This is just it being interacted with. And I can't imagine what fucking high def footage they have of this shit that they have on these
actual
drones.
The actual cameras on there.
Like we did with the Chinese balloon. I'm so curious what this thing looks like out of heat vision. Fucking fascinating. Keep your eyes on this stuff, dudes. Like, this is insane. Everybody listening. This is all happening. Like, it's still happening in the background. These things aren't going away. If anything, when like worldly tensions rise, these things are seen more. It's very bizarre.
Hopefully they're not just the latest attack craft from another country. That would suck so much.
What would you prefer? It to be not human or it to be an opposing country?
Opposing country, depending on the country, is so scary.
We're firing missiles at it, dude. So like, it can't be a good country if we're fucking firing missiles at it.
There's no good answer. Yeah, there's no good answer here. Either it's an alien, which we cannot stop, and that is like, that's an existential threat to us, or it's another country, existential threat. Like, there's no...
Yep.
Yeah.
We're doing all right, America.
All I'm thinking about are those big boats that China made that land troops right on the shore like a bridge from any ocean. And I just, you know...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just am like, boy, oh, boy. The age of the Pax Americana is over, isn't it?
I just want to make fun things, man, and, like, live a fun life. I don't want to fucking...
Yeah, no, that's done, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
But honestly, a part of me is like...
All right.
Sun's getting real low there, part...
Yeah. Either way, dude, this is fucking crazy footage. I think it's utterly fascinating. I'll be curious if we ever get any debunk explanations. If we do, we'll update you here, like, and we'll talk about it because I'm gonna be following this shit. That's it. I'm just glad to share this footage, everybody. Thank you guys.
That's a bazinga for me.
That's a bazinga and a bazingo.
Bazinga.
And a boingo. Bazinga. Orange boingo. Sold only at one taco truck in LA somewhere.
Orange Boing is some good shit. I don't know how it stacks up against Orange Bang, but
shout to the boy, man.
None of us was brave enough to try it. No. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. We love you.
Bye-bye.